The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Here we are, the Refreshment Club, brought to you every day, Mondays through Fridays at this time, by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, with Don McNeil to make the fun, the orchestra to make the music, and our object to make you happy and refreshed. Are you ready? Let's go! The Refreshment Club will come to order, please. Let's have the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Helen Jane Belkey.
All set.
The Ranch Boys.
Here!
Walter Blossett.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here!
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
The meeting is yours, Don. Take it away.
I've got it. Now what am I going to do with it? Well, I'm going to start in by having our little daily ritual that we always go through together. Okay, get the glasses. Drop in the eye. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Well, boy. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. Well, sir, it's march time on the Refreshment Club by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, the March for Liberty. Fine, Wally. I was right in the groove. Boys really fretted the bother that time. All right. It's an expression I just made up. Pass it along to your swing friends. Clark, how do you feel? Huh?
Well, not very well yet. I still have this cold.
Yeah, so I noticed. Kind of sneezing and coughing around.
I was sneezing and sniffing and...
Oh, you want to take it easy. You know, I'll never forget when I was a kid one time... I was riding with my grandmother in the train. It was my first experience on the train. And Grandma said to me, did the conductor just call a station? And I said, no, I don't think so. I said, he just put his head in the door and sneezed. And she said, oh, my goodness, get the bundles together quick. This is Oshkosh. That's pretty good. My grandmother was a card that way. Very funny. she read awfully good joke books. I'll never forget it. And, Clark, I don't want you to sneeze on the air again if you can possibly help it.
Yeah?
Would you? Kind of be careful?
Well, I'll try not to.
I'll tell you why I'm saying this, friends. The other day, Clark sneezed on the air, and this week we got fan mail from coast to coast saying Gesundheit. See? So take it easy, yeah? What are you going to sing, Clark?
Well, I'm going to try a little song here called I'll Forsake All Others.
Without a sneeze.
Heaven knows I adore you. You're all that matters now. As I place my heart before you, I offer you this vow. Believe me, I'll forsake all others. I'll give them up for you and live each day for you alone.
to start my life anew. If you will only be my own, I'll build a fence around you and surround you with love. Your heart will be my altar. I swear by stars above, life will be a dream dear, forever I'll be true, and I'll forsake all of
Clark. That's very nice. Now, you know, there's one thing that we all frequently say we'll do, and yet no one has ever done it, and that's stop a minute. Ever heard somebody say, I'm going to stop a minute? Well, you try it. You can't do it. And in the same vein, Walter Blaufuss and all the refreshmenteers are going to play a very spaffle arrangement of one called What a Difference a Day Made. And a day does make a lot of difference. In fact, it's wonderful the way civilization has advanced us day by day, year and year. So today I'm going to bring you a rapid-fire resume of the last 6 years. By the way, politicians, in recalling the last 6 years, are welcome to my resume. It's at least 10,000 words shorter than the one they're now using. All right, here it is. Time hobbles back. Don't laugh at this stage now. 1929, marathon dancers. 1930, Tom Thumb golf. 1931, tree sitters. 1933, jigsaw puzzle. 1934, hog calling contest. 1935, scratch out the top name and send a dime. 1936, knock knock, who's there? 1937, 34 down, 331 to go. You notice I left out 1932? Well, if you heard that, it just proves that everything goes in one year and out the other. What a difference a day made. threaded the bobbin again, my friend. We're going up the old Black Mountain Trail with the ranch boys, Jack Curley and Shorty, today. You know, boys, one time they say that Daniel Webster climbed to the summit of one of Vermont's tallest peaks and made a speech to the mountain. Some listener passed this on to me for what it was worth. I don't know if it's a suggestion or not. But I'm just going up the old Black Mountain Trail with you boys. I'll make a speech out there. Nobody will hear me.
So we'll soon be hiking up where life's tumble-liking on that old Black Mountain Trail, where the pine trees sob and set my heartstrings a-throbbing for the whistle of the quail. There's a blue-eyed girl a-waiting who will run down to meet me in the vale. So we'll soon be hiking up where life's tumble-liking on that old Black Mountain Trail.
Getting tired of the city, weary of its strife and care, gonna sing a different ditty, gonna breathe some mountain air.
So the days I'm a-counting till I hike up the mountain where it's holding up the sky. On an old log pillow I will lie neath the willow as in childhood days gone by. So I'll pack for old Black Mountain, gonna leave there the moon begins to pale. Some will find me a-hiking up where life's to my liking on that old Black Mountain Trail.
And here those boys are really swinging now. The Swing Capators, headed by Eddie Ballantyne, about to do Mood Indigo. So, say, Eddie, a little part in here I've got. I thought I might sing it in my uncertain obligato. You mind if I come in there and sing with you?
Well, Don, I don't exactly mind if you sing, except that, this is all sort of arranged, you know, for the boys to play.
I get it. All right. Don't want me to sing, huh?
It's all right, Don.
I don't blame you, Eddie. I've got kind of a toothpaste voice anyway.
A toothpaste voice?
Yeah,
What do you mean, toothpaste?
Well, I squeeze it and it comes out flat, you know. All right. Song about the blue cow, Mood Indigo. Very nice, boys. Mood Indigo. I'll never forget the last time I heard that number. I was home, and we'd had a party. You know, I was glad we'd had a party because the house was all mussed up, and I hoped I'd be able to find something around there. I never can find it when the house is all clean and everything. Nothing like a little party at home, huh, with friends gathered around you and everything. Even our recording secretary, Bob Denton, ought to bear me out on that, eh, Bob?
Well, I certainly will, Don. Everybody loves a party, especially children. And children welcome delicious, wholesome refreshment. But with all its fun, there's one person to whom a children's party is a problem, and that's Mother. She has to plan the games, the food, the favors, and most important of all, the refreshment. But here's a way to solve the refreshment end of the party for the least bother and expense. serve ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola. Everybody likes it because ice-cold Coca-Cola is pure refreshment, pure, wholesome, and delicious. To make it easy for you to have Coca-Cola in your home, you can buy it in a handy six-bottle carton. Ask your favorite dealer to supply you and keep these bottles of Coca-Cola ice-cold in your refrigerator, ready for a party or for the pause that refreshes for yourself. All right, Don?
All right, Bob, we've found out for ourselves that quite a few of our refreshment clubbers like to hear an overture now and then. That's why Walter Blaufuss includes them on the program. Walter, we've already heard the Hungarian Lustspiel overture, but I see today that you have another Lustspiel overture. Which one is this, if I may be so bold?
Plain Lustspiel.
Just plain Lustspiel?
Yes.
I see. Without the Hungarian today, huh?
That's right.
See if you notice the difference, my friend. Memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with one of those good old numbers that lingers long, long, long in your memory. Kathleen Mavourneen. I don't know what today's memory time brings to your mind, but it makes me think of lots of pleasant things in the past, with the old melody Kathleen Mavourneen sounding so sweet. It reminds me to smile, because as Barton Rees Pogue says, a smile is a frown turned upside down, and what's in your heart turns it over. If you live as you should, why, you'll be feeling as good as a big bumblebee in red clover. A frown is a smile that's been left spoiled, like jelly roll covered with mold. And though designed to hearten mankind, it's been priced to somebody and sold. What's the sense, let me ask, to make living a task? Why set up a pitiful wail and turn down your mouth to the north and the south? Like the spouts on the county jail. Why, living is fun, and your grave's not begun till you turn your smile over and frown. But you're dead as you'll be at 203 if you let it stay upside down. Just keep happy inside and spread your mouth wide, wide as an old barn door. And if you feel blue, Well, you're bound to pull through if you spread her a little bit more. Oh, a smile is a frown turned upside down. And what's in your heart turns it over. If you live as you should, you'll be feeling as good as a big bumblebee in red clover. Helen Jane, I can't help asking you this because it's been on my mind for several days now. Just what are you up to, anyway? You're the busiest person I've ever seen. You come walking around here with a bunch of books and papers and things under your arm. You're always studying between every number. You're over in the corner there looking at something. What is it all about?
Well, Don, that's something I've been sort of keeping quiet about, but I started teaching school.
Well, for goodness sake, go on. Really?
Uh-huh. I'm teaching in a nursery school in the mornings before I come down to work.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. A nursery school. That's where the little children are.
From 3 to 5.
From 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. In age, I mean.
You don't teach from 3 to 5 because you couldn't very well in the afternoon.
No, I couldn't very well in the afternoon.
Children are from 3 to 5. Well, mm-hmm. Say that's well. Is that, that's a fact, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I started about, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
Oh, fine. It's wonderful.
A lot of fun with the kids?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
What do they study at 3 to 5 years
old? Oh, they don't study anything, Don. We teach them how to draw and paint and how to make things with blocks and things like that and then they have naps in the afternoon and things like that. And you teach them little health habits and things like that.
I should say that's all right, you know. Tommy,
he's
3 years old next year.
Send him right over.
Send him over, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I bet you're a swell teacher. I bet the kids like you. Bring you big apples and things?
No, they're too little to bring big apples.
I suppose so. Doggone. That's really a surprise to me, fellas. You could have knocked me over with a Derek. How about you? Huh? Gosh, say, Helen Jane, teaching school. I'll be doggone. I've got a couple of problems here in my kid, the kids. They might be a little young for
when?
It.
When?
Huh?
About 4 years from now?
Yeah. For example, you might say to them, what is a choo-choo train, see?
What is a choo-choo train?
And then, well, here's the answer, see. You could have it in your book. A train is something which, if you miss it, you wish you hadn't taken so long to dress and wash on account of you could have worn your old suit and have had dirty hands and caught it on time if you hadn't. You give him a couple of those, and you could ask him what bath salts are, see?
Bath salts?
Yeah.
All right, what are bath salts,
well,
Mr. McNeil? Thank
you. Bath salts are something which, whatever is your name, if you didn't put them in the tub, you would not smell as sweet by any other ruse. Yeah, you can get a lot of fun with that. Or ask him what a camel is.
What's a camel?
That's a horse that Carl Fossauer has ridden. Get a lot of fun with those. Say, let's talk more about this, shall we, Helen Jane?
Okay, Don.
Say, that's all right. Helen Jane teaching school. I bet you that a lot of our freshman clubbers who teach school listen to the program. Maybe they could send you a few little hints for the kiddies, huh?
I wish they would.
All right, well,
I'm
maybe
they
would. I
was scared at first, but now I'm not.
Aren't you?
Mm-mm.
Well, we can't go on talking about this all day, although I'd like to, Helen Jane. What are you going to sing?
Oh, you rogue.
Oh, fine. You can do a dance with a rogue, too. You do it every Tuesday, a rogue dance. All right, go ahead.
You good-looking rebel, you thought you were smart, and you flirted cause I flirted. Oh, you rogue, you stole my heart. If you're on the level, we have a good start. Now your kisses are my kisses. Oh, you rogue, you stole my heart. I'll sing the blues if you go. And I'll even use every trick I know to hold you. We're perfect together. We're nothing apart. My troubles are your troubles. Oh, you rogue, you stole my heart. You good-looking rebel. You thought you were smart. You flirted cause I flirted. No, you rogue, you stole my heart. If you're on the level, we have a good start. Your kisses are my kisses. Oh, you rogue, you stole my heart. I'll sing the blues if you go. And I'll even use every trick I know to hold you. We're perfect together. We're nothing apart. My troubles are your troubles. Oh, you rogue, you stole my heart.
Very, very cute, Helen Jane. That's well. No wonder she can teach school singing like that, huh? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That was very nice. matter, Helen Jane, you did fine there. Aunt Jay thought she was one of her little children in the nursery school there for a minute. Didn't you? No, you did fine. All right, here are the ranch boys. Now, boys, you've had us way up on top of the mountains with that Black Mountain Trail there a minute ago. How about taking us gently and sort of easing us down in the valleys, eh?
All right. Sort them out, Curly.
From this valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For you know you are taking all the sunshine that has brightened our pathway. By my side, if you love me, do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the
was kind of peaceful and sweet, boys. Walter, I think today we should end our refreshment club on a kind of peaceful and sweet note. Let's do it. What do you say? And so endeth our meeting of the Refreshment Club for today. Tune in again tomorrow at this same time, and you'll hear Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belkey, Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, Ralph Smith with his xylophone solo, and who do you think? Why, none other than the one and only Elmer. This is Don McNeil saying so long until tomorrow. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.